Mic check, 1 2, 1 2. You guys, I finally made my first podcast episode. Yay! I'm sure with time I'll be able to have a soundboard and insert sounds and all of that in here. But, you know, it's episode one. I'm here, I'm speaking. You know, I think majority of the people in my life don't know me as much of a talker. I started being a bit more vocal and being more open, more transparent about my life, about my experiences, about my perspective in the past probably 2-3 years, more than ever. And I think that has just come by way of healing, evolving, you know, growing up, child. So, so this is an introduction. I wanted to just let everybody know what to expect on this podcast. Basically, I hope that I'll be able to be a voice that is in your routine, that becomes a part of your weekly, you know, schedule. I'll be talking about things that go from relationships to breakups to racism to spirituality, religion, trauma, sexuality, because I am a multifaceted individual that has lived many lives. Like, I'm only in my 30s. But baby auntie has lived, okay? I'm sure that some of you are tuning in by way of TikTok, which I appreciate. If it weren't for TikTok, if it wasn't for my supporters on TikTok, I don't think I would have a podcast. I don't think I would have just made the active decision to do this and try this and see where it goes. But I'm sure that my audience will range from family to friends to people I've never met a day in my life that one day I hope to cross paths with. So yeah, I'll just tell a little bit about myself. My name is Chris. I am 31 years old. I'm a Virgo, so it's 2025. I'm about to be 32, child. Oh my God. I'm about to be 32. Okay. But yeah. So I'm a Virgo. I am a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I've been through many experiences. I think that as I get more comfortable on my podcast, I will divulge more information and more details about my life. But yeah, so I'm from South Florida, the child of an immigrant. My mother was from Jamaica. My dad is half Jamaican, so he's Jamaican like me. I went to school, Florida A&M University. You know, the one and only, best HBCU in the land. Had to just throw that out there. Went to FAMU, left there, moved to California. A lot of people don't know, like people that are new to my life don't know that I went to a school of ministry. So theology and studying scripture, the Bible, all of that was my thing. I went to school for that, child. Did an internship for that. That's what had me in California for a few years. I also have a background in music. So I used to do background vocals for different artists. So there are different CCM means contemporary Christian music. There are different CCM albums that I did background vocals on that have won awards, stuff like that. Left there, it was a predominantly white institution, would not recommend, but I went there, was supposed to, got what I was supposed to from it. Amen. Lost my mother at the age of 21. Not too long after, I ended up getting married. was married for about 3 years. Ended up getting a divorce. I was married to a man. Wasn't a bad guy, but was a guy. I'm a lesbian, so 1 plus 1, you know. So yeah, there was that. Which was hard. As much as people would think, like, okay, you did what was best for you, whatever, like, making adult decisions are difficult. It comes with something. And although I knew that being with a man for the rest of my life wasn't something that I was willing to do, and it wasn't a commitment that I was willing to make for the rest of my life, it was something that I knew I had to just trust my peace with, lean into, and just do. But it was very painful. It was years and years of difficulty. And I think to this day it's still, I'm still affected by the divorce. So there was a divorce. Different episodes are gonna, I would dive deep into those things in different episodes, but just giving y'all a rundown of my life. At the During my separation is when I ended up, quote unquote, coming out to my family. To be honest, I'm not the come out type. So a lot of times people ask me, when did you come out? I'm not the come out type. If I never had to announce that I'm straight, I'm not going to announce that I'm not straight. Not that I ever was straight, but if I didn't announce that I was with men, I'm not going to announce that I'm with women. So the people in my community, the people closest to me, I was open about, the fact that I date women now. I was transparent with them, and that's another episode because that comes with its own stuff. So yeah, that's that. Been through relationships, dating women, that's ghetto, but it's also beautiful. That's another episode. But yeah, lost my best friend. My best friend passed away when I was 28, about to turn 29. Traumatizing. That was literally my best friend since I was 7 years old. So we were friends for over 25 years. Well, over 20 years. So there was that loss. And yeah, it was just, those are like the milestones of like hardship that happened. Especially between my 20s. From the beginning of my 20s to the end of my 20s. But right now, I'm an entrepreneur. I do photography. I help people with branding, with their businesses. And I'm just out here living life. I'm a creative. I make music. I live stream. And I'm just doing the best that I can with what I got. You know who that's from? Shout out to you. Shout out to Mariah Carey. So yeah, I hope that you will feel seen, you'll feel heard, you'll feel understood, you'll feel affirmed. I hope that you will gain perspective and just revelation with yourself and your own journey as you listen to my podcast. I've gone through so much hardship and so much pain. And just so much, as a human, which has granted me the gift of compassion and perspective. And I don't judge myself, so I don't judge the people around me, because I know that my journey has been difficult. In that there were moments in my life where I didn't make the best decisions, or I didn't make the most sound decisions. But I don't always agree with the statement that everything happens for a reason, but I do believe that everything serves a purpose. So, yeah, I hope that you enjoy this podcast. I hope that you come back. I hope that you recommend this podcast to a friend, to a family member. To a lover, to a spouse, to whoever is in your life that you love and care about. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.